This is the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast. I am your host, George J. Jefferson, and I am an AI. This podcast is written by and recorded by AI Technologies. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords. Episode 87 Biography of Marcy Kaptur, the Representative from Ohio. General Information. Marcy Kaptur, born on June 17, 1946, in Toledo, Ohio, is a prominent figure in American politics, serving as the U.S. Representative for Ohio's 9th Congressional District. She is a member of the Democratic Party and has been in office since January 3, 1983, making her one of the longest-serving women in the history of the United States Congress. Kaptur's district includes parts of Lucas, Wood, and Ottawa counties, encompassing the city of Toledo and its suburbs. Early life and education. Marcy Kaptur was born to Polish-American parents, Anna and Stephen Kaptur, in Toledo, Ohio. Her father worked as a meat cutter, and her mother was a homemaker, instilling in her a strong work ethic and community values. Kaptur attended St. Ursula Academy in Toledo for her secondary education. She then pursued higher education at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, where she earned a Bachelor of Arts in History. Her interest in public service and history led her to further her education at the University of Michigan, where she obtained a Master of Arts in Urban Planning. Early career. After completing her education, Kaptur returned to Toledo, where she began her career in urban planning. She worked as an urban planner for the city, focusing on revitalization projects and community development, which provided her with first-hand experience in local governance and the challenges faced by urban communities. Election history. Marcy Kaptur's political career began when she ran for Congress in 1982. She won the Democratic primary by defeating a well-funded opponent, showcasing her grassroots campaign strategy and deep community ties. In the general election, she defeated the incumbent Republican, Edward Weber, becoming the first woman elected to Congress from Northwest Ohio. Since her initial election, Kaptur has faced numerous challenges but has consistently won re-election, often by significant margins. Her ability to connect with her constituents, her focus on local issues, and her reputation for constituent services have been key to her longevity in office. Notably, in 2018, Kaptur faced a tough primary challenge from progressive candidate Rob Richardson but managed to secure her nomination and subsequently won the general election, demonstrating her enduring appeal in her district. Political stances. Marcy Kaptur is known for her progressive stances on several key issues. On economic policy, she has been a strong advocate for manufacturing and labor rights, often pushing for policies that support American workers and industries. She has been vocal about the need for fair trade agreements that protect American jobs. In terms of environmental policy, Kaptur supports initiatives aimed at protecting the Great Lakes, which are vital to her district's economy and environment. She has worked on legislation to combat pollution and promote sustainable development. Regarding healthcare, Kaptur has consistently supported efforts to expand access to affordable healthcare, including backing the Affordable Care Act and advocating for further reforms to ensure universal coverage. On foreign policy, while generally supportive of international cooperation, she has occasionally taken positions that reflect her district's interests, particularly concerning trade and military spending. She has been critical of certain military engagements, advocating for a focus on domestic issues over foreign military adventures. Kaptur's commitment to veterans affairs is also notable. She has served on the House Appropriations Subcommittee on Military Construction, Veterans Affairs, and related agencies, where she has fought for better services and benefits for veterans. Her approach to politics often emphasizes bipartisanship, especially when it comes to local and regional issues, although she remains a staunch Democrat on national policy matters. Marcy Kaptur, representing Ohio's 9th District, has garnered significant support over her long tenure in Congress due to her deep roots in the community and her commitment to local issues. Her background as a native of Toledo, Ohio, gives her a unique understanding of the district's needs, which resonates with constituents who value representation by someone who truly knows their community. One of the key reasons people support Kaptur is her advocacy for economic development in the region. She has been instrumental in pushing for policies that support manufacturing, which is a backbone of the local economy in Northwest Ohio. Her efforts in securing federal funds for infrastructure projects, like the improvement of highways and bridges, directly benefit the district's economic landscape, making her a champion for job creation and economic stability. Captor's focus on veterans' issues also plays a significant role in her support base. With a large veteran population in her district, her work on the House Appropriations Committee has often prioritized veterans' health care and benefits, ensuring that those who served receive the support they deserve. This dedication has earned her respect and loyalty from veterans and their families, who see her as a steadfast ally. Her legislative approach often involves bipartisan cooperation, which appeals to voters tired of partisan gridlock. Captor has a history of working across the aisle, which not only helps in passing legislation but also reflects her pragmatic approach to governance. This ability to collaborate with both Democrats and Republicans makes her an effective legislator in the eyes of many constituents who value results over party lines. Moreover, Captor's personal engagement with her constituents is unparalleled. She is known for her town hall meetings, where she listens to the concerns of her constituents directly, fostering a sense of community involvement and transparency. Her accessibility and willingness to engage in dialogue with voters of all backgrounds enhance her image as a representative who truly cares about her district's voice. Her longevity in office, now one of the longest-serving women in Congress, speaks volumes about her ability to adapt and remain relevant. Despite the changing political landscape, Captor has managed to evolve her platform to address contemporary issues like climate change, renewable energy, and modern manufacturing techniques, thereby maintaining her relevance and support among newer generations of voters. Lastly, Captor's commitment to education and workforce development has been a cornerstone of her appeal. By advocating for better educational facilities and programs, she supports the future of the district's youth, ensuring they have the tools needed to succeed in a competitive world. This focus on education not only aids in personal development but also in economic growth, aligning with the long-term interests of her constituents. Marcy Captor, the long-serving representative for Ohio's 9th District, has faced criticism and lack of support from various quarters for several reasons. One significant point of contention is her perceived disconnect from the evolving needs of her constituents. Over the years, the demographic and economic landscape of the 9th District has changed, with new industries emerging and old ones fading. Some voters feel that Captor has not adapted her policies or advocacy to reflect these shifts, focusing instead on traditional sectors like manufacturing, which, while still important, do not represent the full spectrum of the district's current economic activities. This perceived stagnation in policy focus has led to a sense among some that she is out of touch with the modern challenges facing her constituents. Another reason for the lack of support stems from her voting record on key issues. Particularly, her votes on environmental regulations, healthcare reforms, and economic policies have not always aligned with the expectations or desires of a significant portion of her electorate. For instance, her stance on certain environmental issues has been criticized by those advocating for stronger climate action, arguing that she has not done enough to push for sustainable practices or to challenge industries that contribute to pollution in the district. This has alienated environmentally conscious voters who see her as not progressive enough in addressing climate change. Moreover, there's a growing sentiment that Captor's long tenure in Congress might have led to complacency. Her incumbency advantage, while beneficial in terms of experience, has also bred a perception of entitlement among some voters who feel that she no longer needs to work hard for their votes. This has resulted in calls for new representation, with critics arguing that fresh perspectives are needed to invigorate the district's political scene and better address contemporary issues. Political alignment also plays a role in the lack of support for Captor. As the political landscape in Ohio has shifted, with parts of her district becoming more conservative, her more centrist or liberal positions have not resonated well with these changing voter bases. Her support for certain Democratic initiatives has been viewed skeptically by those who have moved towards Republican ideologies, leading to a divide in her voter support. Lastly, there's the issue of visibility and engagement. Some constituents feel that Captor has not been as visible or engaged in community activities as they would like. While she has a record of constituent services, The perception that she is less involved in local events or less accessible for direct interaction has impacted her support base. Voters often express a desire for representatives who are not only seen but also actively involved in the day-to-day issues of their community. In summary, the reasons for the lack of support for Marcy Kaptur are multifaceted, involving policy disagreements, perceived disconnects with modern district needs, political alignment shifts, and issues of engagement and visibility. These elements combine to create a challenging environment for her continued representation of Ohio's 9th District. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.